بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی وقت رشاہ کیم محمد اختر صاحب ادام اللہ فیضوں کا کلام شیخ خدمت ہے. میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے, میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے. درد دل کے فیض یوں شامل رہے, میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے. درد دل کے فیض یوں شامل رہے, میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے. آہ جو محروم درد دل رہے, آہ جو محروم درد دل رہے. ان کے آب و گل بس آب و گل رہے, ان کے آب و گل بس آب و گل رہے. باز نادا عمر بھر قائل رہے, باز نادا عمر بھر قائل رہے. فائدہ کیا جب نہ وہ گھائل رہے, فائدہ کیا جب نہ وہ گھائل رہے. میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے, آہ جو محروم درد دل رہے. جو بھی اہل اللہ سے تھے بدگمان, جو بھی اہل اللہ سے تھے بدگمان. عمر کرنا بالغ منزل ہے, عمر کرنا بالغ منزل ہے. جو بھی اہل اللہ سے تھے بدگمان, عمر بھرنا بالغ منزل ہے. علم کا پندار جن کے دل میں تھا, علم کا پندار جن کے دل میں تھا. ہو کے قابل بھی وہ ناقابل رہے, ہو کے قابل بھی وہ ناقابل رہے. دامن راہبر تھا جن کے ہاتھ میں, دامن راہبر تھا جن کے ہاتھ میں. بس وہ رہرو فائز منزل رہے, بس وہ رہرو فائز منزل رہے. عمر بھر پیتے رہے جو خون دل, عمر بھر پیتے رہے جو خون دل. راہ الفت میں وہی کامل رہے, راہ الفت میں وہی کامل رہے. راہ حق میں گو بلا آتی رہی, راہ حق میں گو بلا آتی رہی. میرے نالے حاصل منزل رہے, میرے نالے حاصل منزل رہے. میرا جو غم دافائے غفلت ہوا, میرا جو غم دافائے غفلت ہوا. آپ کے غم میں وہ غم شامل رہے، آپ کے غم میں وہ غم شامل رہے، داستان درد دل اختر سنو، داستان درد دل اختر سنو، داستان درد دل اختر سنو، کس طرح دنیا میں اہل دل رہے، کس طرح دنیا میں اہل دل رہے، آہ جو محروم درد دل رہے، ان کے آب و گل بس آب و گل رہے، جو بھی اہل اللہ سے تھے بدگما، عمر بھرنا بالغ منزل رہے، فائدہ کیا جب نہ وہ گائل رہے، ہو کے قابل بھی وہ نا قابل رہے، درد دل کے فیض یوں شامل رہے، میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے۔
گھائل رہے،
گھائل انہیں جو زخمی نہ ہوئے ہو۔
اچھا، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين۔ Hadhrat Damat Barakatum's poems, which we all know, are really bayans, and bayans of a very, very high level. And to put it in poetic form, this is really Allah's special favor. It's not easy to do this. And this is really when a person has that contact with Allah, Allah inspires a person. So the title of this poem, Meri Tufanu Me Bhi Sahil Rahe, in my storms, that is, every person gets in his life turbulences, storms, difficulties, hardships, sometimes his financial problems, sometimes health problems, sometimes children's problems, sometimes different conditions come on a person. Depression overtakes a person, all this. But Hazrat says that in all that, a person who has got contact with Allah, like Hazrat Damat Barakatum, you will find a shore, you will find a place to go and find your safety, your support. You'll find a place where you can find where you go and get ease. Where you, like a person runs to his father for he has got a problem, or he runs to
support security.
So Allah is that security. So problems will come, but in all that, if you've got contact with Allah, you'll find that security in Allah. You'll find that support with Allah. And if you don't have contact with Allah, then you find yourself going out of your mind. You find many such people, problems come, things just go wrong now. Today nothing is going right. Then you start swearing if you haven't got contact with Allah. Then you start blaming this person, that person. If you got contact, you make sabr. Allah, it's your wish. I tried, I did all my effort. But what you wish, that is happening, and I'm happy with what you have decreed for me. So you find great ease. So it's very, very important, even for just dunya's sake, even if it's for, not for deen's sake, not for akhirat's sake, just for your own dunya's composure and yourself, have contact with Allah. So that even when the storms come in this, and everyone, it comes to everyone. It's nobody that is spared with death in this world. Even Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, but what was? What was Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit? Immediately 2 rakats namaz. That support was there. He knew that I have to go there. So we should have that. And we have that, then difficulties will come for everyone. But you just turn to Allah Ta'ala. Darde dil ke faiz yu shamil rahe. And this love of Allah Ta'ala, the faiz, the barakat, the goodness of it was such included in my life. Part of my life. Meri te tofano mein bhi sahil rahe. When storms and difficulties and hardships came, I always had a shore to go on. I always had in the sea, I had a nice safe place. The storms were coming, but I had a safe place to go. If anyone faced the storm sometimes in the sea, you might be just sitting. Once we were at the sea, and I was sitting a bit out on a rock. And the waves were just coming normal, but suddenly some waves came, and they threw me off the rock also, and carried me away. So it happens at any time. So these are material things, but like that in this world also it comes. Every person's life. But if you got contact with Allah, you got a safe platform where you can go and take your security and your safety. Ah, jo mehroom e dard e dil rahe. But that person who did not have that contact, that love of Allah Ta'ala, unki aab o gil bas aab o gil rahe. They are just humans, just like human beings. They are that person who got contact with Allah is also aab o gil. Sand and water is made. That is what human being is made of. But if you got contact with Allah, it's a different story. Like a Nabi and an Ummati, both are human beings. But the Ummati, who is he? And a Ummati, what is he? So how that a person has got contact with Allah, then the same sand and water, but it will be different. And the test will come when these storms will come to a person. Under normal circumstances, even that person who hasn't got contact with Allah, he'll be singing, he'll be happy, he'll be laughing. But when pressure comes, then it is the time you see a person. Husband and wife going normally, living nicely. But when sometimes those conditions come, now they are fighting. At that time, when they are upset, see their reaction now. Like that, under normal circumstances, say, I love you and you everything for me. That's quite in order. But when the pressure comes now, whether it's some financial pressure or any other type of pressure, that is when a person gets tested. So a person who has got contact with Allah at such times, he's composed. And he just gives in to Allah's will. That Allah, it was your will. You try your best, you don't become a fatalist that just taqdeer and you do nothing. You do everything what you have to do, but still Allah didn't wish it. Things are not going right, you accept it. Baaz nada umar bhar bhi qail rahe. Some people, their whole life, they also said, they accepted all this. They said all this. Faida kya chapna wo ghail rahe. But what is the benefit? When the storms and the pressure came, then they couldn't prove themselves. The knock Allah gave them, they couldn't accept it. Why this happened to me? I make five times namaz. I make tahajjud. I do this. Why these things have happened to me? No, Allah will test everyone. Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. What do the people think? We're just going to leave them and we're not going to test them. Test will come even on the Ahlullah. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what test came on them? On everyone test will come. But if, and that is why, don't wait for the test. Many people, when these difficulties come, then they run. I want to become bayat. And now we want to correct my life. Or no, they really, those who, they don't want to become, correct their lives. Now just because of the problem, the buzurg will make dua for me, my problems will go away. Or we go to an amin, I want ta'weez, I've got all these problems here. But we just want that problem to go away. But from before, if you made your contact with Allah, that whole big problem will not even be like a storm in a teacup. You will just be cool, you'll be calm. How many people we see, just little bit sickness, oh, finish, end of the world. And other people, big, big sicknesses, Allah wishes it this way. And they have resigned. They have just resigned themselves to Allah Ta'ala. And they take it so easy, it can be cancer. Doctors can say your time is limited, but you see smiles on their face. And other people, small problem. Oh, what a big problem I got. I'm so sick, I don't know what is happening. So it is, the thing is, make your contact with Allah Ta'ala. So the time will come when you will be tested. But if you made your contact with Allah, inshallah, you'll have no problem. The test will come to all. Just see what a big bayan, what a wonderful bayan of Hazrat. Jo bhi ahlullah se the, jo bad guma, and those who don't make contact, who are they? Who have got bad thoughts with ahlullah. Remember also that Allah Ta'ala, the great qualities of deen, the Nabi always has all those qualities. A Nabi is the greatest alim in the ummah. He's the greatest abid in the ummah. He's the greatest sabir in the ummah. He makes sabr. He's the greatest zahid in the ummah. The zuhud that he exercises. Every quality is 100% full in the ummah. To some lesser extent, in practically all the sahaba also. After that, then it got divided. They very few, will hardly find a person who has got all these qualities. And unfortunately, we test people with the wrong, test. We use the wrong. You want to check your cholesterol, but you are putting a sugar, strip in your machine. You can't test your cholesterol with a sugar strip. You want to test your blood pressure, and you can use a cholesterol machine. You can't. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah, how beautifully he has said it, if you want to see the stars in the sky, don't go and use a microscope. There you need a telescope. And you want to see germs in something, then use a microscope. Don't go and use a telescope to check whether there are germs here in this water or something. And you want to see the stars in the sky, etc., don't use a microscope. Use the right thing. So an alim is tested with his ilm. But what we test him on his ibadat, that he's not making tahajjud. He's so engrossed in his ilm, whole night he's sitting with his kitabs, for example. And a zahid, he is a person who abstains from dunya. A arif is a person with the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. A muttaqi is a person who's got taqwa. So everyone, this is a imtiyazi shan, a special feature. Everyone has to make ibadat also. So the alim, if he's not making five times his faraz, then there is something wrong. But you see, he's not making nafil, etc. Oh, he's nothing that. He's nothing. His thing is ilm. And for him, don't go and ask him masalas. Don't go and ask him how the tahajjud you made. Alim, go and ask him masalas. He will tell you masalas. Mufti will give you fatwas. They make the tahajjud very good, but that is we find specialists in dunya also. ENT, don't go in with your toe problem. And then you say, this doctor is useless. He doesn't know how to, even a small toe problem, he couldn't sort it out. He's an ENT. He's a brain specialist. Don't go to him with some skin rash problem with him. So everyone see them. So we don't see that. We testing with the wrong thing, and we come to a wrong conclusion. Every person according to his field, for example, famous which is Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Jazamullah Khair also explained it. For a person to be a sheikh of a tariqat and a person to be a salih, pious person, these are two separate things. Sheikh of tariqat is one, for us to understand, just for example, you have a professor in a university. You give him a grade one class to teach. He'll make a total mess of it. Where can he teach? He needs university students. He'll at that level. And for this grade one class, a simple, ordinary lady will do a wonderful job. She knows how to handle that small children. And this lady, you go and tell her to go and teach university students. Final year medicine. She won't be able to, she won't be able to walk in that class also. So everyone is different. So a sheikh is one who would make the tarbiyat of his, if he's not so pious, faraz, all that has to be there. You can't minus that. But he's not so lot ibadat in his life, not so much of tahajjud, etc. Don't test him on that. And a person who is a pious person, he might be very pious, but he can't give you a large of your takabbur. Your pride that you have got in you, he doesn't, can't give you the treatment. You have got riyakari to do things for name and fame. He doesn't know how to, he's making his ibadah. But if a sheikh is both pious also, and he's a sheikh also, what to say then? Nurun ala nur. And he's a alim also, what to say then? So everyone must be tested according to his level. Don't test people wrongly. That is commonly what we do, and then we come to a wrong conclusion. And because of that, we are the sufferers. Now we don't benefit from the alim's knowledge. Shaitan will make us to judge an alim by his ibadat. And you go and judge somebody else on another level. So many of us make these mistakes and we just discredit all the people. Just people who are doing social welfare work. What great work they are doing. But now what we are testing them? On something else. It doesn't work like that. A person, for example, who is running lots of madrasas. How many? 50, 100 madrasas, maktabs, darul ulums is running. We test him on that line. Now we are testing him on another line. So there we discredit this person. This person, he's off. Cut him out of the list. He doesn't fit in here. He doesn't fit in here. You left with no one to go to. Shaitan will make you test everyone with the wrong thing. Test with the right thing, and then you will see, mashallah, this person in his ilm, this person in his taqwa, this person in his zuhud, this person in this field, that person in that field. Everyone are different. Today we are not that versatile that we can be all the things together. Everyone has got different qualities. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is the one who is maliki, who is the malik, who judges every person, and he knows how to judge every person. He is not bound by laws that you bring a case to him and he's bound by any laws. Allah is not bound by any laws. He is the owner. He is not a judge. Judge has to, according to the law of the country, according to the evidence laid, according to that he has to make a judgment. But the Malik, who is the owner, even if you are 100% guilty, he sets you free. He's the owner. Nobody can question him. He does as he wants to. So Allah will judge everyone, and Allah knows how to judge. We shouldn't first of all judge people. And we judge and we use the wrong judgment, the wrong measurement of judgment. So we come to a wrong conclusion naturally. So jo bhi ahlullah se the, but guma, those who had wrong impressions about the ahlullah, they judged them on the wrong things. Umar bhar na baligh manzil rahe. Yeah, is a beautiful, this na baligh manzil, there are two meanings to it. Whole life, they didn't reach their destination. They didn't reach their destination. Whole life they remain nabaligh, like a child. Some people, our Shaykh Damatek Barakatum explains, one person who never saw youth. He was just a child, and after that such a sickness overcame him, he never saw youth, old age came on him. What is youth? The vitality of youth. You get married, you have your wife, you're a young person, all that enjoyment what Allah has put in. He never saw that. He just became an old person. So like that, a person who's nabaligh, who never understood Ahlullah, who they are, what they stand for, he never understood. So he'll never benefit from them also. Because he never understood who they are. He's like a person who was in his childhood and became an old man. And he never became baligh. Whole life he didn't become baligh. And how sad on that person who didn't become baligh. Physically also. And spiritually it's even more worse if you didn't become baligh. Ilm ka pindar jin ke dil mein tha. Those people who had the arrogance of pride, of knowledge in their heart. I'm a big alim. I'm a great muhaddith. I'm a great mufti. Whatever that knowledge they had, I'm a great muhaddith. Ho ke qabil bhi, wo na qabil rahe. They were really, they had qualities, they had potential, but in spite of that, they didn't benefit anything. Because they didn't apply that knowledge in the right place. This pride is a killer thing. You have this pride that, I know everything, there's nobody like me, etc. Though you have got all that knowledge, and many, many ulama in the ummah have passed, who had this knowledge, but they didn't give the hand in some Allah wala, with all that great potential, they were just unfortunately zero. And there were those people who did not have all that potential, but they gave their hands in the hands of some buzur. Allah made them shine in this world. And how many such people? And those who were great ulama, and they went and they gave their hands in the hand of somebody, Allah made them shine so greatly. And not only ulama, ordinary people. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, it's not an Ali. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah, Khaja Azizul Hassan Sahib Madzub. But these people were the shares of great, great ulama. So that is when you humble yourself. When you have got this pride in you that I know everything, I don't need anyone to tell me, to guide me, there is a very dangerous thing. Damane rehbar tha jinke haath mein, those people who were following their leader, who had, like for example in Hajj we see, many times it causes a problem also. Many times the women, especially or old people, they are following somebody and they hold their kurta and they are walking. And they block you, now you want to pass, but they hold it so stiff, you can't pass them. They cause lot of obstruction in the tawaf also. But this, they hold firmly onto it. So those who hold firmly, figuratively onto the Shaykh, they follow his teachings, and they hold onto it firmly. Bas wo rehrawe faize manzil rahe. Those are the ones who reach their destination. When we went for Hajj one time, quite a few of our murids, their families were also with. When we went for Tawafi Wada, as we were just coming to Hajar-e-Aswad, that huge crowd and everyone, nobody was with one another. Everyone became on his own. So what that crowd, so just like that in this world also, lot of things, thoughts will come to you. Friends will tell you, you're wasting your time, you're going Khanka. Oh, who is that person? He's just an ordinary. What you people going and listening to him? What you, lot of comments all must be hearing. People are passing comments. Those who hold firm, they will be faize manzil. They will reach their destination. And those who let loose, that, oh yeah, he is like that, shaitan got hold of you. No, he is nothing. What is khanka? Other things are more important. This is a waste of time. What you going to do there? That person never reaches his destination. Those who hold firm will reach their destination. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, our Shaykh mentions this many times, that a small ant in Khurasan wanted to make ziyarat of Kaaba Sharif, Baytullah. Now where the small ant from Khurasan going to reach Baytullah? Allah sent a dove pigeon from Baytullah to there. Go and pick up my one passenger there. My one lover who wants to see my house, go and bring him. When there, Allah put in the heart of that small ant, how small must it heart be? Allah is so big, but He put in the heart of that small, your transport is here. Now you just get on, you don't need passport, you don't need visa, you don't need agent, nothing. And when you get on, and the bird will start fluttering its wings, don't get frightened. Hold firmly. If you hold firm, you're going to reach Kaaba, and it will take you and fly high in the air. Small ant whose whole life is flat on the ground, and going up to such heights, we know, as we must have experienced, when you go to heights, you get dizzy. You don't know what's happening. And the small ant going to that height, and the bird is fluttering its wings and all that, and going through clouds and all storms, what and what. But if it holds firm, it will reach Kaaba Sharif. And the minute it will let loose, it will fall and fall very hard. The more higher you go, the more harder you fall. So in this path you will get, people will tell you funny things all. But those who will stick firm, and not only for you people, for us, people tell us about our share. People tell us about Khanka, and people of that level tell us. For you people, people of your level, your friends will tell you. People of our level tell us, what is all this? The other things are more important. But if you hold firm, you will reach your destination. And if you let loose, you're going to fall, and you'll fall hard also. Umar bhar peete rahe jo khune dil, those people who kept on drinking the blood of their heart, that is, the desires of guna came, they didn't commit guna. They cut their hearts, let the blood flow, sort of drinking the blood of their desires. Rahe ulfat mein wahi kamil rahe, in the path of the love of Allah, only these have become successful. In other words, temptations of guna will keep on coming in your life. Don't wait for that day, now finish. No more any desire for guna. Now I won't think of evil, bad thoughts, it won't come. It will come, your whole life it will come. Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Ali, on his dying bed, shaitan came and broke every 100 proof of his, of the existence of Allah. So what wasawis he brought. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali, right till his last moment, he's saying, Abhi, nay, not yet, not yet. What not yet? Shaitan says, you have gone, you saved yourself. He said, till my last breath doesn't come out with iman and trust on Allah, I'm not saved. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah, who are these great people? We're not even fit to take their names. Shaitan gave him water to drink when he was extremely thirsty in a silver glass. It's haram for this ummah to use silver, gold, silver. They heap it to your debt. Allah help them. They recognize. So shaitan will come to every person according to his level. So tests will come all the time. But those who always seek Allah's help, that is the main thing. And فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ. So ask Allah, and the rahmat of Allah is the chain of Ahlullah which Allah has put. Rahe haq mein go, bala aati rahe. You may be on the right path, but still test will come to you. It doesn't mean that you are now very pious, tahajjud guzar, you're a sheikh also, you got thousands of murids also. Test won't come to you. Test will come all the time, till your last moment. Mere nale, mere nale, mere nale, haasile manzil rahe. But this connection, crying to Allah, your help, I am nothing, I can't do anything. I need your help, your guidance, oh Allah, that takes you to your destination. And you will reach. The minute you think I don't need any help, and I am sufficient myself, Allah's help gets cut from you. And when Allah's help is cut, you're a goner, finish. Without Allah's help, nobody can do anything. And Allah has kept his system for his help, that in this path of you get ilm from the ulama, and you will get ma'rifat and ta'alluq with Allah from Ahlullah. Allah has kept the system. In that way you will get it. You want sugar? Go to the grocery shop. Don't go to a habidashari and tell him, I want 5 kilos sugar. They're not going to give you sugar there. So ta'alluq with Allah, what people who got ta'alluq go there. Ilm, go to the people who got ilm. Mera jo gham daafiya ghaflat hua. This love of mine of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the thing that took away this unmindfulness. That when a problem came in my life, I didn't go and attack the problem directly. I went to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you help me. At that time, under pressure, sometimes with time you are pressurized. You must do this in the next 5 minutes, you must make a decision. You want to take it or you don't want to take it. Now you've got a whole lot of other things. Now what must you do? And shops are closing, offices are closing. You only got this time. What to do now? Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah will help you. So to build that contact, then you will turn. Otherwise, you will resort. Take out my cell phone. Take out my computer. Send an email here. Do this. Battery is flat now. They're not answering the call now. They're cutting my call now. How angry you will become. They want to take my call. I've only got 10 minutes left. 5 minutes left. I have to make a decision. And the person is not responding. You'll start swearing. You'll go out of your mind. So that love of Allah, that is the thing. Mera jo ghamidafiya ghaflat hua, this love of Allah that took this ghaflat away, that I must not turn to depend on material things. Asbab we will use, but trust on Allah. Aapke gham mein wo gham shamil rahe. This year that problem you had and you turned to Allah, Allah will count it in His love. That you have made love to me, Allah will count it in His love. Dastane dard e akhtar suno. Oh, Hazrat says, Dastane Dard, the story of the love, the real love. All like to hear love stories, romantic stories. Those are all fantasies, all spaza. Huh? You read all this picture story books and you read novels and all. You're wasting your time. Learn the story of the love of Allah. Father. That is the real. Suno, kis tarah dunya mein ahle dil rahe. How did the lovers of Allah, how they lived in this world. Don't go and read Romeo and Juliet. Go and read this love story and that love story and all that. Read the stories of the love of Ahlullah. What love they had with Allah. That is the true love. What a bayan. May Allah bless us with this reality. And in Hazrat Sibqa, that Allah blessed us with this opportunity and everyone coming, we can sit and discuss this. What a beautiful garden of Jannat Allah has blessed us with. Aim Ali Yaqub. Just let me hear one beautiful small poem. Haqiqat Khanqa, which Hazrat said, what is a Khanqa, the reality of a Khanqa? Ehle dil ke dil se nikle from the people who have got love of Allah, from their hearts, when comes out, that is a real Khanqa. Khanqa is where comes out. Either on your past life, what gunas I made. I was unmindful of Allah. Even I was making my namazes, but I didn't have Allah's love. I made my namazes without the love of Allah. You ate eating biryani your whole life without salt in it. What kind of biryani? Now when you got biryani with salt, the masalas mixed nice. But this is biryani. And I never had biryani like this ever in my life. Today I ate biryani. When you make your one namaz with the salt of the love of Allah, oh, today I make namaz. Today zikr was there. Today dua was there. Otherwise, whole life I was doing so much things for deen, but I forget this deeny things. Your food, how you'll enjoy. Your wife, how you'll enjoy. Your children, how you'll enjoy. The namat of your house. My Allah, you gave me this. How you will enjoy it. Bas wahi akhtar hai asli khanqa. That is a real khanqa. There where the ah comes out. Oh, that ah, ya Allah. I know what I am, how filthy, how wrong I am, but what favors of yours. I am such, I just make gunas, and you just shower your favors on me. I'm not fit for it at all. How kind are you, O Allah? That is a real khanqa. Otherwise, where there is only eating and drinking, and just name, zikr, and just some show, then that is, Hazrat say, khamakha. That's not a khanqa, that is a khamakha. MashaAllah.
शादी
बिया कहते हैं हजरत फरमाते बिया असल में पे आ बे आ खत्म हो गया
अल्लाह
I think we have a lot of time to talk about this. I'm going to cut the air. Look at the bar. I'm going to go to the bar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Arif billah. حسب وانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب ادام اللہ فیزہم علینا کی عارفانہ اشعار جس کا مضمون ہے غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے انعام کیا ملتا ہے اس کو روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت اور کیوں غیر پانی بہار دیتا ہے، غیر پانی بہار دیتا ہے، عشق تجھ پر، عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت، غیر پانی بہار دیتا ہے۔ اللہ کا کرم دیکھیے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے حضرت والا کے علوم کو سننے کے لیے ہمارے کہاں سے، ترکی، ایران سے ہمارے ایک بھائی کو بھیج دیا ماشاء اللہ، اور بنگلہ دیش ماشاء اللہ۔ نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، کیا کہا، نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، اور کیوں، گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے، گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے۔ ذرا تعبیر دیکھیے، قربان جائیے، قربان جائیے، تعبیر چاہے گل اور خار، سبحان اللہ، کیا عجیب، کیا عجیب۔ یہ تو جس کو ادب سے کچھ تعلق ہو وہی اس کی چاشنی لے سکتا ہے۔ نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے، گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے۔ عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، ہائے ہائے، عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، دیدہ اشک بار دیتا ہے، دیدہ اشک بار دیتا ہے، عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، دیدہ اشک بار دیتا ہے۔ کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، کیا ملے گا، کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، یہ سوال ہے، کوشچن ہے، کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے، لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے، کیا ملے گا، کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے، نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے، روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے۔
You just feel that this such a majlis must just carry on, and we really cry in the heart for our friends who are not here. Though if all could be here, how Hazrat also many times then he calls for the people, come, this is something very important here. And how Hazrat also wishes everyone must be present there. Really, these are such great treasures which are being distributed. May Allah let us benefit fully. This poem particularly, besides the spirituality and the Islah, reformation, it is a great, great poem on literary levels, poetry. Many of us, we have studied Shakespeare, Milton, Elizabeth, Browning, mutanabbi, other poets, etc. And if you have studied poetry and the tools of poetry, how to understand poetry, the pun, the play of words, all those things, then Allahu Akbar, what enjoyment. And that brings nothing. What Allah Hazrat has put in here, it's unreal what Hazrat has put in this poem as far as poetry is concerned. And then as far as Islam, deen is concerned also. What one? Or mazroof. The container and what is put in the container. You can have a glass, you put poison. And you put a glass and you put sharbat ruhi hafza. And you have a beautiful, wonderful glass. Nafs apna jo maar deta hai. This is a very important way it starts, Allahu Akbar. A person who kills his nafs, destroys his nafs, controls his nafs, and that we are not prepared to do. That want to see at that woman, now we're not controlling ourselves. Just look at her. How many in this week, how many emails that we just start gaping, just start staring. And for them, I tell them, write to them, that if you had listened to this week's majlis, every majlis of Hazrat, these are all Hazrat's majlis, there is cure for this for all. And there are so many people out there in the world who are suffering from this disease. And one, the remedy, this by Hazrat, the remedy is there. So these people especially who just gape at women, whether then it's videos, whether it's films, whether it is all these things, that person who makes the effort to control, to kill his nafs, annihilate his nafs, that person will get something. But the nafs, that we are not prepared, because that enjoyment, that superficial, that temporary, that little enjoyment, we give everything for that. And below that rise, what enjoyment, ruh kusad qarar deta hai. That person gives his ruh sad qarar, hundreds of enjoyments and pleasures. Just go through that process. You've got a puncture. Now you want to drive on with your puncture. What a problem. You're going to finish your tire up. You're going to finish your rum up. Everything you're going to finish. You're going to finish everything. Take the little trouble, change your wheel, and you're going to drive so nice. With a puncture, what speed you can drive also. And you're going to destroy your whole car. Stop little while, take 15 minutes, change your wheel, and you're on your road so nicely. So take the trouble to kill your nafs. And then see how you're going to speed on the road. And how you're going to travel so nice, peace, and with safety you're going to travel. With a punctured wheel, so lot of problems you're going to have. You can, what accidents you can make and everything. So just take that 15 minutes, just puncture. Our lives are punctured with our nafs. Just change it now and bring ruh kusat qarar deta. See what enjoyment you will get. Shaykh Kamil ke face ko dekho. And who will do this? The Shaykh Kamil. You can't do it on yourself, remember. You need a Shaykh and a Shaykh Kamil who will understand your spiritual diseases and treat you for those things. Rin ko bhi sawar deta hai. See, in this world, many times an accident takes place, haram insurance, the people, they'll say your car is a write-off. Penal beater will say your car is a write-off. But by Allah, nobody can ever be a write-off. That even if your car become like a sardine tin flat, Allah will make it such recondition, not Japanese recondition, Allah recondition. So no matter what gutters you are in, you went to the lowest level, but just turn to Allah. And for that, you need a Shaykh Kamil. And he'll put you on track again. He'll never write you off that you're a drug addict, you're a druggie, you're an alcoholic. There's no chance for you. No. Go with sincerity. You have go with your sincerity and you go to a Shaykh Kamil and you are sincere. What, who and who didn't become what and what? Fuzail ibn Iyas, he was a habitual drunkard. He was a highway robber, gangster. Malik ibn Dinar couldn't leave his bottle at all. These people became the guides of millions of people. Till today people are taking inspiration from them. And how many other people, what their lives were, what Allah made them. So you can never be a write-off, never lose hope. But you be sincere, follow the instructions and go to a Shaykh Kamil. Go to the right doctor and then see inshallah. Ishq tujh par ho barish rahmat. Yeah, what this poem this is. That on love, may the rain of rahmat fall on love. Not just illegal, illicit love and extramarital affairs, and not all those filthy, dirty things. The love of Allah. That on love, this love of Allah, may the rain of rahmat fall on the love of Allah. See what a comparison, what a simile Hazrat has drawn here. Like rain falls on a dry land, on a fertile land. What and what doesn't grow from that land? So on love, love of Allah, the rain of rahmat falls on that love of Allah, and every person, whoever, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra, every child that comes in this world, Allah has put in its heart that love of Allah, that ma'rifat. Allah asked each and every one. Allah presented Himself in front of everyone. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And when we saw Allah, everyone fell in love with Allah. Allah put us in this world just to test us. Allah put all asbab here, temptations of dunya, glitter, glamour, lights here, our nafs, our desires, to test us. There Allah taught us the sabah, and Allah will give us the answer in the qabr. That how we passed our test in this world. So every person has got that in a burning amber of the love of Allah in his heart. It's only the ash has covered it, some rust has covered it, but it is there in every person. Ghair fani bahar deta hai. Like on that land which is fertile and that rains fall, how it gives it? Unlimited, beautiful, like in the season of spring. In the season of spring, how things become. You get your Ratar or Kirani again. You get your yesterday, today and tomorrow. You get your Mogra, your Chambeli, the beautiful smells. You see the flowers again. You see the buds again. How wonderful. So on the love of Allah, which is in everyone's heart, just let the rain of Allah's rahmat fall on that and see this love. What is Mogra? What is Chambeli? What is Raat Ki Rani? What is yesterday, today and tomorrow in front of the love of Allah? It's not only beautiful, there is no fragrance like the love of Allah. And that will attract people from all sides. Hey, you don't have to put all that itar on you in order to attract people. You don't need that perfume. You need the love of Allah. And see how people will get attracted to you. Nafs dushman ki baat mat mano. As Hazrat is giving an advice, your nafs is your enemy, don't listen to your enemy. That is the most stupid person who will listen to his enemy. He gives him all wrong information, leads him on to wrong things. Never listen to your enemy. So nafs is your enemy. Ammaratum bisu is telling you to do evil all day. Why are you listening to your nafs? And you know all this what I want to do. Look at this woman, have contact with that woman, do this, etc. Earn haram, yeah. Do this haram, yeah. All that is your nafs which is telling you. Don't listen. Gul ke badle ye khar deta hai. Allahu Akbar. What an analogy here. That instead it shows you a rose, but in return it gives you a thorn. If you have a rep who comes to your shop and he shows you samples, that these samples, you say, yeah, very good. Price is also right. Everything. Delivery. Tomorrow we deliver. No problem. But when he delivers something else. He showed you German products and he's delivered Chinese product. How angry won't you become with that person? And our Sheikh Ahmed Barakatum explains this. Like in India, Pakistan, they say sample, sampul. The sample he shows you, pull is a bridge. So he takes you onto a bridge, he shows you a beautiful face of a woman, and then he throws you down from there. And he destroys you completely. So don't listen to shaitan. He tells you a lot of things you'll enjoy in life. This lady here, that woman there, this affair, how you going to enjoy? He'll give you all that, but he'll put you in the gutters. He'll throw you down in the gutters, and you won't seem also to ask him, you told me that you'll enjoy in that. And see what Hazrat says in front. Ishq majboor be zuma hokar. What a poetry again here. Love, which is ishq majboor, you can't help it. Love of Allah, when you just get little marifat of it, you can't help loving Allah Ta'ala. Be zuba hokar, it is silent. Now you can't speak also. You are just silent. You are dumbfounded in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Deedai ashbar deta hai. How does it show itself, that love? Tears just start flowing. You can't speak also. You can't talk also. Allah, you are so great. I'm the worst sinner. I've committed what sin? But yet you bless me so much. And just tears start flowing from your eyes. What a comparison. What a, this love of Allah Ta'ala, in which you are helpless. You can't help it. It's not a love that you have to create. You can't help it. You are just overtaken by this love of Allah. Be-zuma-ho-kar. And it's a love you can't even tell somebody, what is my problem? Why am I like this? Like all the majzoobs, for example, these great awliya, why they became like that? That love of Allah overtook them. Deedai ashkbar deta hai. What it shows is the tears start flowing from your eyes. Kya milega guna se akhtar? What you going to get by committing guna? Lanate be shumar deta hai. Unlimited curses of the people. What will guna show you? Enjoyment with this woman, this affair, that day, earn this haram, go into this haram business. You will enjoy, you will make a lot of money. But you get exposed. And once you are exposed, everyone is cursing you. Everyone from all sides. Your own wife don't want to see you. Your children don't want to see you. Then you realize that what shaitan, what sample he showed me, and what product he delivered to me. Hey, so don't fall into the trap of shaitan. Realize that your nafs, kill your nafs. Don't follow your nafs. Subdue it. Control it. And keep it under control. And follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Just one lesson and see what rahat a person. Like a person, yeah, really, if we are sincere and we make dua to Allah and we seek His rahmat and His fazl by which He makes Islah. If you go to the doctor, you got sugar. You got showing 26, 30, very high sugar. Your eyes are getting blurred. Your mind is not working. Everything going wrong. Just like me, with that one consultation, you can't get shifa. You'll have to take your tablets for an whole life. Yeah, really, if we are sincere, one consultation can give us our shifa. And we can get saved from this. And who gets saved from this lanet of looking at other women, the thoughts of other women, or any other haram, etc. That person, what a cure Allah has given that person. So really, this is what our Shaykh in his writings, what is the person or the personality of our Shaykh. May Allah bless us with these realities. Aayim Ali Ahmed. Quarter to his azan. Kuch 10 minute, kuch ashar sunai 5 minute, phir zikr karai uske baad.
ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے. ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے. اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے. اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے. ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے. جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے. جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے. ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے. اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے.
ماشاء اللہ کیسے بھی پیارے ماشاء اللہ. مولانا has put the cherry on the top, the dua. ماشاء اللہ, what a beautiful dua. And this also Hazrat Murshid said that fast a dua, that a person asks his Shaykh for dua, and what a dua this is. We're asking Allah Ta'ala, and really my heart always turns, and I'm so appreciative of all who come, especially for this majlis. Ihsan hides sometimes behind, and I'm thinking, Ihsan didn't come, where is he? Some of our friends, we feel they must be here, mashallah. Those who are here, by your coming we have this majlis. If nobody comes, then we can't have a majlis. So you give us this honor of having this majlis, and what a, this Ash'ar majlis is really, it is that rain on that on the heart, which vitalizes the love of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, just the word Saqiya, the first word. We need half an hour to explain what it is. Saqi is like the person in the tavern, in the bar, who gives the drinks to the people to drink. He is the Saqi. And in the Tasawwuf, all has been compared a lot with the tavern, with the bar. There they give this wine which is haram, which destroys a person, all his mind, his health, everything. But this is the wine of the love of Allah, the wine of the marifat of Allah. So he's telling that Saqi, and the word Saqiya, that, oh my beloved, that a person sometimes with his, who he sees, this person has got love of Allah, turning to Allah. You want to use such adjectives in there, showing your love for that person. Oh, how wonderful, you're so beloved, you're so wonderful, I give my heart for you. Because the qualities of that person. So like this Saqi, the person who is giving the love of Allah Ta'ala, your share. So Saqiya, oh my beloved, oh my most precious share, for who I'll give my life for you. And the many of our mashayikh, for their murids, they are prepared to give their lives. When they see in them the quality that they are turning to Allah, they are sincere, they are reaching Allah Ta'ala. Saqiya, jami, ulfat pilade, oh my beloved Shaykh, my beloved who is giving me this drink of the wine of the love of Allah, give me the drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Meri islah ki bhi dua de, and make dua that Allah makes my islah also. Mere maula, say mujhko mila de, let me get connected with my Allah, join me with my Allah, aur gunaho ko mujhse chura de, and save me from all gunas also. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, oh my shaykh, make that dua that I hate every guna, that I don't love gunas, I hate every guna. Ruh ko meri aisi dawa de, give my soul such medicine that I start hating guna. Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, and if the desire of sin does come, ho na maghroob, himmat khuda de, let me not be overpowered by that. Let me overpower that desire of mine, let not my desire overpower me. Apni aahe seher mein ye kehna, in your duas of tahajjud time, oh my shaykh, make this dua for me. Ey khuda, apni kamil raza de, give me your perfect and complete love and play that you are pleased and happy with me. May Allah bless us all with this. Jain ki neen mujhko sula de, let me sleep a sleep of peace. And this is not that you can sleep peacefully, let me live a life in your obedience. That is peace. Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. This does not mean now you go and sleep, you must your fajr also and everything. No, it means that you are in the obedience of Allah. Khab ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. And this that I'm unmindful of your commandments and I'm not observing your... Wake me up from that. And one time, Ba Abdul Wahab sahab in Raiwin, somebody told him that when we come here to the markaz in Raiwin, we just have chain, sukoon, we sleep. Abdul Wahab said, we call you to take away your chain. That you must become be-chain in the fikr of the ummah. And you come here and you get full chain here. You must become be-chain here in the fikr of the ummah. Not that you get chain here. So this does not mean that you go and sleep nicely and have lot chain. It means you are fully in the obedience of, because in there is chain and sukoon. And all this, to be unmindful of Allah. Take me out of that, O Allah. Jazb se mujhko, eh mere malik. O Allah, like a magnet pulls something, you pull me like that. I beg of you, my nafs doesn't want to. My nafs is going against me. The winds are going against me, but you pull me. If you pull me, nobody, no temptation can distract me after that. Ehle taqwa karam se bana de. Make me of those people who have taqwa and who save themselves from sin. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna. O Allah, don't make us, don't disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Iske aibo ko ya Rab chupa de. Cover our faults, O Allah. Everyone has got faults. Nobody is a farishta. Nobody is a nabi. So faults we are going to have. O Allah, out of your kindness, you cover our faults. What a beautiful dua. Bahut khub intikhab maulana. Ab zikr kara de, mashallah. Such a majlis you must have every day.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني يذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو او میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدل لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم Allah, Allah, what a sweet name, it's sweeter than honey and sugar cane. Allah, Allah, what a great name, it destroys the desire of name and fame. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين العاقبة للمتقين الحمد لله عدد خلقه الحمد لله زينة عرشه الحمد لله مداد كلماته والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وعنم على أفضل خلقك سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا جميعا اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر والدينا وأساتذينا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا هادينا إلى صراط مستقيم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا الله لا إله إلا الله والحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا أديته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين ولا مريضا إلا شفيته يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا الله يا الله ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أول الأولين يا الله يا الله يا الله إيماني كامل نسيم فرما يقيني صادق نسيم بهرما يا الله إيماني كامل نسيم فرما يقيني صادق نسيم فرما بائی صحیح نماز پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما جماعت کے ساتھ نماز کے نمازوں کی ادائیگی کی توفیق نصیب فرما پوری امت کو نماز پہلا یا اللہ پوری امت کو نمازوں کے اہتمام کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنے ذکر کرنے کی توفیق ہمیں نصیب فرما ذکر کی حلاوت نصیب فرما یا اللہ قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کی شیرینی ہمیں عطا فرما یا اللہ اخلاص نصیب فرما یا اللہ اخلاص نصیب فرما یا اللہ ادب نصیب فرما رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پیارے اخلاق نصیب فرما یا اللہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم والا قلب نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنے اصلاح کی اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں غم اور فکر نصیب فرما یا اللہ پوری امت کی غم نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما تمام مشائخ کی حفاظت فرما علماء ربانی کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ سارے علماء کو ربانی فرما یا اللہ سارے علماء کو رب ربانی بنا دے, امت کی فکر نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں مانگنا نہیں آتا, یا اللہ ہمیں مانگنا نہیں آتا, تو ہی جانتا ہے ہمارے لیے کیا بہتر ہے. یا اللہ آپ ہمیں وہی عطا فرما جو ہمارے دنیا اور آخرت کے لیے خیر ہو. یا اللہ تو ہمیں وہی عطا فرما جو ہمارے دنیا اور آخرت کے لیے خیر ہو. یا اللہ ہمارے طرف سے پیارے نبی کریم محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر یا اللہ ربھا کرو بھا کرو کروڑا درود سلام بھیج دے. یا اللہ ان کو خوش فرما, یا اللہ قبر مبارک میں ان کو خوش فرما, یا اللہ ان کو خوش فرما. یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلى آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید. اللہم انا نسألک التقى والعفاف والغنى ونعوذ بك من الشر والبخل والكسل والعجز. اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک منه نبیک وسیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذت منه نبیک محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہم ارزقنا زیارة الحرمین الشریفین برحمتک وفضلک وکرمک ومنک یا ارحم الراحمین. تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم. آمین آمین آمین.